right about now, you're in tune to the Bone Champion Sounds of the Gondwana Sound. I'm Andob, that is a love and respect from the mighty sounds of the Zion Trade. Do it, y'all.
It's a wide range of music. You're not in a box where you know, like the normal music you listen at home. It's just such a big variety, and it's such a big opportunity to listen to such good groups from around the world.
Yes, it certainly is, and we're back live in the studio, and I've got special guests, Joe and James. Say a shout-out.
Good morning, Jill.
Do it, Ja.
Oh, he's being fancy there. So it's all the J's in the studio today, Jill, James and Joe. And James has got Staffbender Bilili Fever. He's bringing in a track from the Staffbender Bilili album. The premiere opens tonight at the Showroom in Sheffield and across the UK. Joe is promoting Two Man Ting on Saturday night with Frozak. So we've got some chilled out sounds. We've got something from Two Man Ting later in the show. We've also got the Songlines Music Award nominees. We've got some great new releases from, I don't know what to say, sparkling, fantastic Tuareg talent, Bombino, and our album of the week. It's a fusion of Turkish, North African, and Oriental music. It comes from a band of musicians in Manchester that go by the name of the Jadid Ensemble. So stay tuned for an hour of global roots and grooves. Well, we're going to keep it chilled to start the show. As I said in the newsletter, it's kind of a weird carry-on in the world at the moment. I feel like we're on a little bit of a precipice. We're waiting to see if the people of Japan are safe from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, if there's going to be a nuclear meltdown. Please God, there won't be. And also all the unrest in the Middle East. It's kind of a little bit unnerving. And my dog's got to go to the vet today for a biopsy. So we're going to start off with a nice chilled out mood. And this is a track. Joe, you've picked this one.
I have, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is the Senegalese-based, but I think he records in UK, Baba Mal. And a track called Jerobi.
And we'll tell you a little bit more about Baba Mal, because he's got Sounds of the Sahel. He's touring the UK. But just kick back and, in the words of Frozak, kick your shoes off and just enjoy this track. Yeah.
riding. You do.
Yes. Baba Marl, that's actually one of my favourite artists of all times. Joe, thanks for bringing that in. And the album that comes from...
The tune was selected by Damon Albarn, one of your favourites.
No. No, we've got Damon Albarn coming up later in the show. Less of Damon Albarn, please. You see, this is the problem with the MP3 generation. They have tunes, but they don't know the albums that they come from. Anyway, we'll put it all up on the website. I'm a little bit behind with the playlists. We've had a lot of pressure at Gondwana Towers, but we will be up to date. I'm taking a holiday next week, so we'll tell you the track and the album. But suffice to say, Baba Marl, nice chilled out sounds, and you'll hear some of that at the Frozak gig on Saturday. And if you want to catch up with Baba Marl, he's touring with the playwright Kwame Kwai Amar. He's got a selection of UK dates. Quite a few of them are sold out. Go to the website, gondwanasound.co.uk. It's called Sounds of the Sahel, and it's an intimate performance which will feature ancient Fula stories from Senegal and a discussion between Baba Marl and the UK playwright and journalist Kwame Kwai Amar about how such mythological tales have led to the inspiration that is modern Africa and performances of the songs that have emerged from these two apparently divergent strands. And Baba Marl will be playing with multi-instrumentalist Jim Palmer and his long-standing percussionist Mamadou Sarr. And you can catch them at Manchester at the Royal Northern College of Music on the 19th. That's Saturday. That's if you're not going to the Frozak gig at the Broom... where is it, Joe?
The Broom Hall Centre.
The Broom Hall Centre. Well, we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. I'm going to hopefully be playing a few tunes, and I might play something from our album of the week, which comes from the Manchester-based Jadid Ensemble. The album's called Sigh of the Moor, and this is entitled Rag, and in brackets, Bulleria. So it reminds me a little bit of Paco de Lucia, and I'll tell you more about the Jadid Ensemble later on in the show. cheeky little bit of flute there at the end from the Jadid Ensemble, a unique group of UK-based musicians who happen to be in Manchester, just up the road here from Sheffield, and they've got a passion for music of other nations. And I've got rather lengthy biographies of all the members of the Jadid Ensemble, but the mainstay, Glenn Sharp on guitars, oud and saz, and he's been working as a guitarist for many years, and world music is his passion. I'm going to put that information up on the website later on because there's far too much to read out, and we've got a lot to get on with in today's show.
You are listening to Gondwana Sound. Stay tuned. Respect Gondwana Sound. Thank you very much.
Yes, and now we've got to respect James Poulter. He's got Staff Bender Bellini Fever. He's picked a track for us, but first of all, he's going to tell us a little bit about the film.
Listen, we all know that New York is in the grip of Justin Bieber fever, but here in Great Britain, we've got Staff Bender Bellini Fever. Now, sadly, my date left me down, so I didn't reach the gala event on Friday. Islington, by all accounts, it was a fantastic affair. From the Facebook video, you can see the dance floor was having it large, from record industry executives to Kinshasa Street orphans. It was a party to behold.
Hooray, and you didn't mention Damon Albarn.
Oh, and at the end you see Damon Albarn smothering one of the musicians almost to death in his wheelchair with kisses.
I was like, oh no, for goodness sake. Yes, it's the film screening tonight at the showroom and across the UK. It's the premiere, the UK premiere of the film. We caught it, actually, it was part of the Sheffield Dockfest, so we caught it earlier on. I think it... When was Sheffield Dockfest? Remind me.
November 2010.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't snowing then, was it? So, yes, we got down to see that. And it's absolutely phenomenal. And I kid you not, I mean, the night before these guys flew to Europe, they were just sleeping on the streets, rough, on sheets of cardboard. And they woke up with, you know, band members' feet in their face and, you know, all sort of limbs twined around each other and... absolutely extraordinary. And the whole story of Staff Bender Bellini, they live in a kind of a compound and that caught fire and how they overcame that. And of course the film centres around the youngest member of the band, Roger, who has family problems and took to the streets, and the band actually take this young lad under his wing, and he plays the most phenomenal tunes just out of one string and an old milk can. Anyway, James, you picked a track from the album, Muziki. Can you tell us a little bit why you've picked this one at all?
I've picked this song because this is a song that makes me dance, makes my son dance, and makes WOMAD Festival dance.
That's good enough for us. Enjoy this one, Muziki, Staff Bender Bellini.
Salili kelembanga na bango oh.
Oh, absolutely extraordinary. If that's got you fired up, then get yourself down to the showroom tonight. The Juju Club and Mulembas of Africa will be heading some great music and some dance moves there.
Listen, Staff Bendabilili will live in Ruff in Kinshasa Zoo with Polio playing music with tin cans and guitar strings. If they can make it to international stardom, you can make it down to the showroom tonight.
There you go. And it's not on the payroll. He just loves the band so much. Great pick there. It's a fantastic tune. Now, if you've actually seen the film, you might be interested in the Carindula Sessions. That's the latest release out on Crammed. It's from the similar region, but it's the street corners of Kinshasa and recorded by the same ethnomusicologist and great, I don't know what you call it, he's a bit more than a field recordist. He was the one that actually recorded Staff Bendabilili, Vincent Kony. He recorded Staff Bendabilili. He pinched the electricity supply from Kinshasa Zoo and recorded them on his mobile 8-16 track recording studio. Well, he's been at it again. I mean, he never stops. He never stops. And his recordings of some of the Carindula bands from the southeast Congo, from the streets of Kinshasa and thereabouts, form this album. It's really fascinating. And what's great about this album is you get a DVD with it, and you really, really have to see the DVD to appreciate the music. There's some wild tricks going on. There's a young man, and he kind of dances whilst spinning a bicycle wheel on his shaven head. My God, I think it's going to drill down into his skull or something. It's quite amazing. And they dance with complete full bottles of beer and water on their head, showing that they've got incredible poise and balance. And some of the dancers, I mean, it just seems like they dislocate their hips. But anyway, I'm sure Mulembas will be doing some great dance moves tonight in the showroom. And if you haven't caught the Carindula Sessions yet, here's something from the album.
fair inaisha baina ana puri shupa.
Oh, I just love it. It's so much fun that people can have with a bit of old goat skin and some old oil drums. Fantastic. And do check the website gondwanasound.co.uk. We've put some information up about the Karindula sessions. Just use the search engine. Well, we'll be back with some more music with Joe and with James, but we're going to have a little bit of a news break. Yeah, we're back with the old organic grooves here. Not the usual music bed. We've not played that for a while, but rather nice. I think that would go down well on the Frozak night, which is the big thing on Saturday night. It's taking place at the Broomhill Centre, Broom Spring Lane. The Broomhall Centre, Broom Spring Lane, S10 2F. £5 to get in, but that includes a free curry, the Treats and Beats Cafe finest recipe. There's also going to be live acoustic music from Two Man Ting. They've got a new album out, plenty of new material, and there's going to be cutting edge ambient and electronic sets, finest down tempo world tunes. That's me from Gondwana Sound, and Jar Reynolds is going to be playing some down tempo world music. You've also got Trific and Tom Goose on the decks later on, strictly ground level chilling this Saturday. And James is full of stuff. Bender Bilili Fever, their premiere of the film Bender Bilili is taking place at the showroom tonight. The Juju Club are going to be providing sounds. Mulembas of Africa are going to be providing the dance moves. The band are also touring. You can catch them on the 15th of May at the Roundhouse, and the nearest gig to us here is Saturday the 21st of May at the Manchester Bridgewater Hall. And come on, City Hall in Sheffield, you know, can't you book some of these top class acts? We always have to go to Leeds and Manchester. Moan. Oh yes, Asha Bosal, probably one of the biggest playback singers, has got 3 dates. One of them's already passed at the Royal Festival Hall, that was this Wednesday, but she's going to be playing the Symphony Hall in Birmingham tonight at 7:30, box office 01217803333, and she's going to be playing Leicester's De Montfort Hall on Sunday the 20th at 6:30, so I think that's one that the kids can go to. She's got a new album out and her voice is just magic. And changing the music style a little bit, the Balkan Russian influence Hawk and a Hacksaw have got a UK April tour. Their album Serpentine is going down very well. We've played tracks from that on previous broadcasts. The nearest date is Tuesday the 19th of April at Leeds Brudenell Social Club. All the dates are on the website. And our final piece of news, the Songlines Music Awards 2011. They've announced the list of nominees. The Best Artist category, Anamora, Check Low, Femi Kuti, Yusun Dor. Best Group, Bellowhead, Hangai, Lepisto and Leti, Terracotta. Best Cross-Cultural Collaboration, Afro-Cubism, Balake, Sissoko and Vincent Segol, Kronos Quartet with Alim and Fagana, Kasimov and Homayon Saki, the Afghani rubab player, and Vishwa Mohan Bhatt and Matt Mali. Best Best Newcomer, the Creole Choir of Cuba, Raghu Dixit, Syriana and Tamik Rest. And we'll be featuring those artists over the forthcoming Gondwana Sound broadcasts. Well, that just about finishes our news roundup. Do keep a check on the website, all the W's, gondwanasound.co.uk. And nominated in that Best Newcomer category with Songlines is the Tuareg outfit Tamik Rest. And James, you've picked a track from their new album. Give us a little bit of a background to that.
Okay, this album was due out in April. We love this album. It's so glossy. We love the attention to detail. In particular, they got the song lyrics in English, in French, but also in the native Tuareg language. Okay, that's brilliant. That means you can sing along in the words on the song. Okay, this one is called Air of the Desert. So we're talking about the suffering of the desert, and we're talking about the liberty of the desert.
Fantastic. Yes, I think there's a bit of Hare Krishna, Hare Ram in there, but I might be completely wrong. James, correct me.
We love all these Tuareg bands, and particularly because we have concern, deep concern for the Tuareg culture. This is an indigenous culture over 10,000 years old. Okay, they've suffered brutally over the years, and it's only getting worse. We want to keep the flame of this sacred ancient culture alive. Okay, we know from the first time we saw Tinari when playing at WOMAD Festival. Now, these guys know how to rock and roll. They say when they have their gig in a Sahara desert and the Al-Qaeda rebels wish to shut down their music, the bass player spoke to the audience. I had to put down my bass guitar and pick up my Kalashnikov. That's how they rock and roll.
Yeah, I remember seeing them at WOMAD, and they were awesome. They were awesome. They were like kind of, you wanted to dance, but you were scared of them at the same time, you know? And they have very, very stern faces. And I think Tinariwen have got I'm losing my words now, but I think they've been such a tremendous influence across the region to young musicians such as Tamik Rest. And I'm going to pinch that album off you, James, before you leave. It's fantastic. Well, we're going to keep the Tuareg thing going. And we've still got a track from our album of the week coming up, and we've still got something from Two Man Ting. And Joe's still bursting at the seams to tell us about the fundraiser that's part of the Frozak do on Saturday. But we're going to keep the Tuareg thing going for a bit, and James said that they can rock and roll, and this track just rolls and rolls. It's Bombino, it's out on Kambancha, and yeah, get a load of this. Dance. Well, that must surely have got you going, and that's thanks to James for getting us off on the Tuareg tip. First of all, we had Tamik Rest, a track from their new album, and a track from the new Bombino album entitled, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce the Tamashek, but in an English translation, it's Another Life. And his album is called Agadez, and quite a history to this young man, which I will leave you to read all about on the website because we're rapidly running out of time. We've got to fit in a track from our album of the week, and then after that we're going to have something from Two Man Ting, and Joe is going to rattle off all about what you can expect at the Frozak Night. It's a special fundraiser raising funds to send arts and crafts to Nepal and India. But first of all, let's have another track from the Jadid Ensemble, formed by guitarist and composer Glenn Sharp, based in Manchester. The group consists of five musicians, and the album features instruments including flamenco guitar, oud, Turkish saz, violin, Middle Eastern percussion, flute, neis and mizmar. And we'll be playing some of this at the Chilled Out Night on Saturday. And then after that, coming up, Joe and Two Man Ting. Thank you. Right, well, as always, good things are drawing to an end. Joe, tell us about the Frozak night on Saturday.
Well, it's at the Broomhall Centre in Broomhall, and kicks off at 7:30 tomorrow evening, Saturday the 19th. There's me and you, Jill, playing down-tempo world music, and we've also got some chill-out and world-influenced ambient dub and lots of deep chill. We've got three different curries on one plate on entry. It's like a chill-out zone. There's lots of rugs and cushions. We're raising money for charity Art Refuge UK, supplying arts and crafts for Tibetan exiled children in Nepal and India. We've got a full bar, we've got a massive barrel of Kelham Island beer. Which one is it? Easy Rider, very good, tasty.
Time driving.
Yeah, we've got fruit punch, you're driving, so you'll be on the, I don't know what you'll be on,
tonics. Coca-Cola
something like that.
Mugs of tea.
We've got some Sierra Leonean inspired culinary delights because of one of the members of Two Manting from Sierra Leone. That's all cooked by the Treats and Beats Cafe. And to just carry on, watch out for more Frozak events coming up in the summer, indoor and outdoor events, always raising money for charity and promoting, Two Manting.
Yeah, well, we'll see you on Saturday. And my thanks goes to James Poulter and Joe Reynolds for being my guests, superb guests this week. And we'll have them back in the studio. As always, one love to the music makers, one love to the peacemakers. May peace be with you. I'm going to leave you with a track from Two Manting. Dave Eyre's in the house. Thank goodness it's folk coming up. And this is Two Manting.
Lekela mudu, 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 vegan, 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 vegan. Ale labi, ale lakwa, ale labi, ale lakwa. Kaliki dondo, kaliki do, kaliki dondo, kaliki do. Ating bash, ating bash, ating bash, ating bash. Alekela mudu, 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 vegan, 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 vegan. Ating bash, ating bash, ating bash, ating bash. Alekela mudu. Atingbash, 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 atingbash. Shiki shiki mami, owo de shiki shiki. Shiki shiki mami, owo de shiki shiki. Thank you.
Andy Ojoe. Ati bash, ati bash, ati bash, ati bash.